Emmerich right up the gut, and Ballard is there to meet him. But Emmerich still got about 3 yards on the carry out to the 16, 17-yard line there. Maddox called their second timeout, 19 seconds before halftime. Maddox trying to get on the board for the first time tonight.
Ballard right there, again, sheds his blocker and makes the tackle. He's a tough, tough guy to keep in front of.
We understand we are on our backup system for the time being. The broadband getting a little tied up at the moment. So thank you for sticking with us. 19 seconds before halftime. Second and 8 for Maddox. Just called their second timeout of the half. What's Maddox talking about in their huddle right now, Dave? Setting up a whole new offense or just getting back to basics?
No, I think they're going to have to come up with, he's probably talking about two different plays here, Clark. They got 19 seconds. They're going to have to run something here quick and get back to the huddle, get back to the line and run something else. He's keeping these guys calm, saying, hey, a score here would put us in great position at the half. And let's make something happen here. Probably two pass plays or another trick play like they just ran, but they got to be careful, though. That trick play, like the reverse, it takes a lot of time.
Yes, so. Indeed. USA comes out of the huddle. They're fired up. Maddox just breaking their huddle, getting the final words from Mark Benet, head coach. Second season as the helmsman for the Hatchets. Seeing a lot of improvements on both sides of the ball, primarily on the defense. Braden under center. Two men back, Gilbert Bay and Emmerich.
Emmerich. To the right, number seven, Heinz. Braden rolls to his left, looks to pass. He has a man wide open. It's picked off by USA at the end zone, and he has room to run. He's back to the 40-yard line and finally brought down at the USA 42-yard line, and there's a flag flying with the tackle. A near man was wide open in the end zone, but USA read it as well. And just like that, Bass ends up scoreless, and USA with the ball on their own 47-yard line with 7 seconds to go before halftime.
Tyler Labor was the open receiver in the end zone. By the time Braden seen him, he delivered the ball with not quite as much fire as we're used to seeing him put behind the ball, and the route was jumped by the only guy that was near the area on defense there for the Patriots. Good save by them. Otherwise, Maddox would be looking to try and score two.
It was at the end of the play. There was a block in the back called against USA. So instead of the 47-yard line, they're out to the 37-yard line to start this drive for them with 7 seconds to go. They basically have enough time for one play to get off here before they head to the locker room for halftime. USA 14, Maddox nothing. Maddox was on the verge of scoring after a big roll reversal from Maddox on offense. Now they're on defense. Beachy in shotgun. And it's a handoff right up the gut to Gangler. He has the first down into Maddox territory out to the 43-yard line. Number 27, Seth Gangler, a 6'3" junior, has the final play of the half. And at halftime, it's USA 14, Maddox nothing. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We'll be back in a hot second to break down that first half for you.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Maddox. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Maddox. Call 269-7101.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call the 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Come check out the 2013s that are arriving daily and the 2012s that are going fast. For example, we have acquired a good selection of hard-to-find 2012 Fusions. You can get $3,250 in rebates on this quality, dependable car that you rarely see in the service department. Come see me, Todd Bowers, and I will show you why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. Or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon
at the volume dealer of the thumb, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll.
And for tonight, you'll need to read chapters 4 through 9.
Oh, man, homework again. With all this reading, you think I'll be able to split the atom by year's end. Hey, that's Twitter-worthy. And thanks to Thumb Cellular, I'll just whip out my free Motorola Defy and tweet away. Oh, wow, I didn't see this. John just posted his schedule. I didn't realize how hard he has it. Mrs. Scuttlebutt can be a real demon in the classroom. I guess John has the Samsung Galaxy S. And got it for only $29. All you had to do was visit Thumb Cellular during their back-to-school sale. There seems to be more phones with the word free next to the title than ones with a price. Thumb Cellular treats us like kings. Or seniors. Practically the same thing here at school. Stop into Thumb Cellular. You'll thank me later. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
Hey, is that a cell phone in school?
No. Yes.
The Pigeon Chamber invites you to our second annual scavenger hunt for adults over 21. Learn some history about the thumb and have a great time. For more information, go to pigeonchamber.com.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already, but what you may not know is that I have joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, on the web at clarkramsey.com.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebewing is continuing the Mammoth Truck Sale. You can save thousands this month on a new Chevy light or heavy-duty truck.
Hello, I'm Jay Maynard with Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick. We have the largest selection of Chevy trucks in the county. We have huge rebates, or you may choose 0% for 72 months. You come see me, and I will give you a minimum of $3,000 on any trade you drive in here on a new Chevy truck out of stock. Come see me, Jay Maynard, at Moore Shoreline and Sebewing, where Chevy runs deep.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We are at halftime in Bad Axe, USA with a 14-point lead, 14-0. Let's go through how we got to this point thus far. The first two drives were each one for each team, and it resulted in a punt for both teams. And then Bad Axe had a turnover downs at 1:51 left in the first quarter, gave the ball back to USA. And USA marched right down the field, and about 3-4 minutes later, 10:37 left in the second quarter, USA scored first on a Dan Rick 18-yard reception from Beachy on a fourth down, 4th and 9, in fact, resulted in the corner of the end zone for the first score of the night. Two-point conversion was good, made it 8-0. Bad Axe came out with a 3-and-out to follow, and USA had to punt immediately after that. Then on the punt after that at 4:50, Bad Axe actually fumbled. It took a Bad Axe bounce, but it, in doing so, clipped one of the players on the defender of one of the blockers, I should say, and USA recovered. 3:19, a minute and a half later, USA scores. Seth Gangler marches in for 7 yards and makes it 14-0. Two-point conversion was no good, and Bad Axe had an interception with 7 seconds left from their own or from USA's 13 to 10 yard line, somewhere in there, right at the end zone. And the